The first one is the recent one, which he made an allegation against the National Democratic Congress and then the former president of the Rwanda, His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama, that appointed Madame Charlotte Ofe as electoral commissioner with the sole purpose to rig the elections 2016 in favor of the National Democratic Congress. You would agree with me that this is an issue that is not just interest to the ND, but it will also be also of interest to the whole nation, because the EC position is not a political appointment position. It is actually a referee we put in place who is supposed to guide us through our election process in this country. And for you to make such an allegation without base, without any evidence, we believe that if there's no evidence to it, then it is denting the image of the party. It is denting the image of our former leader, and then it is also creating doubt in the minds of the people of Ghana. Sent utterances against the minority in parliament when they walked out of parliament. You recall that the minority in parliament walked out recently because they thought that the Speaker of Parliament was being unfair to them in some way, so they walked out of parliament. Mr. Martin Amidu used some very derogatory words against the minority, and I think that those words are not words that you can use on people who are representing the interest of the party in the August House of Parliament. We think that these are serious anti-party behaviors that have been exhibited by Mr. Martin Amidu, and as such, the party should take an action on it.
I have read a response written by Mr. Amidu to your petition, and first of all, he considers it as immoral on your part and on the part of your other petitioner, Mr. Evans Amakwa, to have petitioned the National Executive Committee and at the same time go on media to publish whatever you petition against him.
Well, for me, I petitioned the National Democratic Congress. I sent it out to the National Democratic Congress. My lawyer, Mr. Amankwa, also did it. And for how the media got it, how the media got hold of him, I don't know. And once it's come out and the media is talking about it, I don't see the reason why I should keep quiet about it. But in fairness, we are all waiting for the National Executive Committee. The disciplinary committee, I'm told, has the petition from the General Secretary, and we are waiting that the disciplinary committee would meet their recommendations and then send it to NEC for NEC to take a final decision on it.
Again, reading Mr. Amidu's response, he says that whatever he is doing is in line and is consistent with the 1992 Constitution of Ghana, which is above the NDC Constitution, and that you cannot use the NDC Constitution to gag him from speaking against corruption.
The Constitution of the Republic of Ghana also gives us the freedom to join any political party we want to join in this country. So once you have decided to join the National Democratic Congress and you belong to it and you are referred to as a leading member, he has to make sure that his actions are in line with the Constitution of the National Democratic Congress.
Abigail Mensah is one of the petitioners who have petitioned the NDC on utterances by Mr. Amidu considered denigrating to the party. Reacting to the petition, Mr. Amidu said it is immoral for the two to petition the party to take action against him and at the same time choose to publish it for cheap popularity in the interim. Mr. Amidu said all the things he is accused of doing is in defense of the 1992 Constitution, which is superior to that of the NDC. He insists that he cannot be intimidated or frightened with threats of disciplinary action. He also described an article written by former Deputy Chief of Staff Dr. Valerie Sawyer against him and former President Rawlings as incoherent and disjointed lies. Meanwhile, the national organizer of the NDC, Kofi Adams, has confirmed to Radio Ghana that the party has received the petition and after deliberations forwarded it to the disciplinary committee for further action.
Yes, the party yesterday morning received a petition from these two party members and discussed it at this meeting in the afternoon of yesterday. And the decision was taken to refer the matter to the disciplinary committee of the party.
And have you communicated same to Mr. Amidu, for instance?
The disciplinary committee will initiate those steps.
But he still remains a member of the NDC?
His membership has not been. If he's not a member, I don't think he will be referred to the disciplinary committee of the party. So that shows that members of the party that are referred to that committee, if the committee work on the complaint and makes its recommendation, we will look at and apply it appropriately.
Mr. Adams has also been speaking about a party school that the NDC will be launching tomorrow. He said the school, to be known as the Ghana Institute of Social Democracy, will be open to the public.
The party school has been in operation for some time now through party day lectures. What is happening tomorrow is the formal launch of the program and also the introduction of the working committee that will finalize the entire process that will come out with the detailed academic and administrative structure and also the estate developed. So that is what is going to be happening tomorrow. Let everybody know that indeed what we started at 30 days, let's now be formalized a complete institute that will run programs, promote and project the ideals, values of social democracy.
What kind of school are we talking about here?
Because a school that will train cadres, will train persons and school persons through the ideal and values of social democracy. When we say one is social democracy, we say one is the center left part. What are the such a political brand from such a, that is what the school will be focused on.
So should I take it that the school is open to only members of your party?
Not at all. Through that is that will be open all members, including persons even outside of Ghana who will want study social democratic principles and ideals, won't be given room to come in and come and study.
NDC National Organizer Kofi Adams talking to Bubu Klinogo.